Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 050226. Welcome to Praying Scriptures Counseling Devotional. This is prophetic hour. This is the hour of divine alignment, spiritual planting, and supernatural flourishing, where destinies are rooted, burdens are lifted and shattered, and lives are refreshed by the Word and the Spirit. Get ready as we pray and decree and prophesy this morning. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich Oladunjoye. Lift up your hands this morning, open your heart, and this is your hour to flourish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, we are looking at the topic that says flourishing in the house of the Lord. Remember, the month's theme is that you are planted to be established. Flourishing in the house of the God is the topic this morning. And our anchor scriptures from the book of Psalm 92, verse 13. And it says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. I repeat it again, Psalm 92, verse 13. It says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. They shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, my beloved, hear this truth clearly wherever you are. Spiritual placement determines spiritual productivity. Spiritual placement determines spiritual productivity. You don't flourish everywhere. You flourish where God plants you. Connection fuels growth. Disconnection weakens destiny. A tree does not struggle to bear fruit when it is rightly planted. It draws strength naturally from the soil. In the same way, when you are planted in the house of God, rooted in fellowship, committed in service, aligned with divine instruction, growth becomes inevitable and unstoppable. Many people want to fruit without root, results without responsibility. They want blessings without belonging. God's design is clear. Flourishing flows from planting. This morning, God is not just blessing you, He is rerouting you, stabilizing you, and repositioning you for sustained increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prophetic hour. Thank you for your word that gives life. Thank you for your words that give direction and stability. As we pray this morning, uproot every wrong placement, restore spiritual connection, and let every destiny here, hearing me, listening to me, be firmly planted in your house. Let burdens be lifted. Let clarity come. Let strength rise. Holy Spirit, take over this moment. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We go prophetic now. Remember, the Bible says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Remember, there is power in your tongue. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. And also when you say to this mountain, be that be removed, they will obey you. Lift your voice and pray together with me. Say, Father, I thank you because I am planted in your house. I refuse spiritual dryness. I reject instability. I reject inconsistency. And I reject disconnection. By your grace, my roots go deep and deeper in truth, in prayer, in fellowship, in faith, and in service, and in love, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, I am not a spiritual wanderer. I am not uprooted by offense. I am not uprooted by unforgiveness. I am not disconnected by distraction. I am planted and I flourish in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I decree, I prophesy this morning to my life that fresh grace shall begin to flow into my spiritual life. Let strength replace weariness in my life. Let passion replace dullness. And let fruit appear in every area of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let fruit appear in every area of my life, in my family, in my finances, in my health, in the works of my hand, my profession, in my career, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever I go, let fruit appear in every area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. As we are praying right now, I have a word of knowledge for someone. Someone's destiny has been delayed because they kept uprooting themselves emotionally and spiritually. What do I mean? That every time God tried to establish you, offense, disappointment, unforgiveness, or impatience made you pull away. This morning, grace is being released for your stability. God is saying, stay planted. This is where growth happens. Hear what God is saying again. Stay planted. This is where growth happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, as laid to my heart, as moved by the Holy Spirit this morning, and as the prophet of the hour, I want to make some declarations over you. I want you to join faith with me and receive them by saying a believing and a loud amen. Now receive these declarations by faith. I decree you are planted, not drifting. I declare your spiritual root go deep this season. It goes deeper this season in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every cycle of dryness in your life is broken now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to your life that every form of spiritual barrenness is terminated now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From now, you will flourish where you are planted. I decree again that from now, you will flourish where you are planted. Your connection to God's house will produce visible results. Your service will not drain you. It will refresh you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will grow strong. You will grow and become fruitful and stable, even in difficult seasons and difficult situations. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, the seasons will not determine your results. But because you are planted in the house of the Lord, you will bring forth fruit in all season. You will profit in all season. You will make progress in all season. You will become unstoppable in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree over you, what died due to neglect is coming back to life. It's coming back to you. What died in your life, what you used to enjoy, but it's no longer there, it's coming back to your life, coming back to your hand, coming back to your family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From this day forward, your spiritual life enters a flourishing season. I say again that from this day forward, your spiritual life enters a flourishing season. One more time, from this day forward, as a man of God, I prophesy to your life that your spiritual life enters a flourishing season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want you to hear this one as a word of counsel. Hear this lovingly. Flourishing is not found in isolation. No. Healing is not sustained in separation. Strength is not built alone. God never designed you to grow disconnected. If you have been tired, frustrated, or stagnant, it may not be because you are doing too much, but because you are doing life alone. Don't be isolated. Don't do your life alone. Find the right company and be there and be rooted. Stay planted. Stay connected. Stay committed. Your future is attached to your roots. Amen. Hallelujah. In closing, Father, we seal every prayer, all declarations, and word released this morning. Let every listener experience renewed strength, restored passion, and supernatural flourishing. No one here or hearing me will be uprooted prematurely. No destiny will dry off. Everyone under the sound of my voice today will remain planted and will flourish for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Your host once more is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye, the host of Praying Scriptures Counseling Program. You are planted, therefore you will flourish. This is your season of stability, your season of strength and supernatural increase. Join us again tomorrow morning for Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional, where lives are rooted and destiny rise. God bless you. Stay planted, stay flourishing, and stay eternally blessed. Do something for me today. Be conscious of God's presence around you wherever you go. You are in the winning team. Amen. Keep sharing. Somebody might be blessed. Hallelujah.